It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me this week on the Amber May Show. I am so blessed to have you with me. And I just wanted to say, please stop by my website, theambermayshow.com. Theambermayshow.com. I'd want you to stop by, send me a message, let me know you're hearing the program and what you think. Also, I really just want to encourage you to stop on my essential oils page. This is something I feel is a godsend to my life, and it's been such a blessing to me that I want to bless other people with health and wellness. I feel like people are looking for answers, and how can they keep their body healthy? How can they help their body when they're body is weak from disease or weak from viruses or weak from things like that. And I have a bunch of things on there to kind of talk about what essential oils is. I have a group that you can join, and I do weekly teachings on how essential oils can help you in your everyday life. I swear it has transformed my life. I have used on my daughter, myself, my husband. He was a skeptical one. Frankly, I was too at first, but inside of me felt like this was the answer I was looking for. I was really searching. I'm like, God, there has to be something out there that's going to help my body. I have infertility issues, and I just thought there has to be something that's going to help me with my weight, help me be able to conceive and carry, things like that. And you know, my uncle died at 38 from cancer. I said, Lord, there has to be something that strengthens the body that helps fight cancer. And I feel like God in his infinite wisdom knew mankind would get sick. And he planted things on this earth to help us fight disease. So check on my essential oils page, please. And if you have questions or want to join my group, please do that. Because I know it's going to transform your life. It's helping me sleep. I have insomnia problems. It's helping women who are going through the changes of life, through their PMS cycles. It's helping people with ADHD who don't want to put their kids on prescription medication. There's a Ninja Red drink that is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I believe wholeheartedly in it. It helps prevent illness by giving your body complete nutrition on a cellular level, and it just strengthens your body. For me personally, because I'm insulin resistant, I found out during a diabetes study that people who are insulin resistant are more tired. People who have diabetes and insulin resistant have less energy, and my Ninja Red, oh my gosh, it has given me so much more energy now. And I sometimes, like, it's very rare that I miss it, but on the days I do, because my life sometimes in the mornings are just so chaotic, I forget my Ninja Red. Oh, I feel it. I feel it by the end of the day. So just want to encourage you, stop on by, email me if you have questions about that. AmberMayShow.com/essential-oils. So AmberMayShow.com, there's a tab there. You know, today I kind of want to talk about what it's like to be a wife of noble character. I have seen so many posts on Facebook about marriages that are struggling and failing. And I know women that are starting off and getting married, and, you know, they feel like sometimes their other half isn't completely where they need to be, you know, in life, but they're good men. And they're definitely men worth taking as a husband. But to that I will say, we both have things that the other is going to improve us on. I feel like I'm a better person now that I've met my husband. I feel like he's made me a better person. And I sure hope that he feels the same about me, that I've helped him become a better person. And so with that said, I want to encourage the women, because I know that when it comes to relationship problems, it takes two. And sometimes we want to wait on the other person to fix or start fixing the problem. But the only one we can really control is ourselves. We can't control the other person. We can't make the other person start the marriage healing process, right? But not just that, I want to talk about women and how they can bless their families. That's the most important thing I want to talk about. How do you be a blessing? Wouldn't you, as a woman, want your family to think, wow, this woman has really blessed my life? That's what I want to be. I want to strive to be that woman. So we're going to talk about that today. A wife of noble character, who can find? It's hard to find a woman of noble character. Did you know she is worth more than rubies? What I love about this is a woman of noble character, her husband has full confidence in her. Man, that just rings bells to my heart. I want my husband to have full confidence in me. I really want that. That makes me feel important. It makes me feel like I'm valuable when he has confidence in me. So her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. That is what we should strive for as women, to bring our men good and not harm them. So how do we harm our men? Well, we harm our men by not giving them the respect that they deserve. And let me tell you this, sometimes women say, well, I can't respect him because he is not a respectable person. I have to stop you right there. Because if you believe in God, God commands us as women to respect our husbands. It doesn't say in the Bible, respect your husbands if they are respectable men. It just commands us to respect. Why does God ask us to respect? Well, for one, we're being more like him when we're respecting someone who's unrespectable. It's easy to respect someone who's respectable. The same token, it's easy to love someone who's lovable, but God also commands us to love our enemies, love someone who's hard to love. Because God loved me when I was still a sinner. He said, you know, he says that in the Bible, that Christ loved me while I was still sinning. I wasn't lovable. Sometimes I'm not lovable. And God still loves me anyways, right? You know, let's talk about this love and respect issue for a minute. There's a ministry out there called Love and Respect, and it helps restore marriages. And I just want to read a paragraph off their website because I just think it's phenomenal. We believe love best motivates a woman and respect most powerfully motivates a man. Research reveals that during marital conflict, a husband most often reacts when feeling disrespected, and a wife reacts when feeling unloved. We asked 7,000 people this question. When you are in a conflict with your spouse or significant other, do you feel unloved or disrespected? 83% of men said disrespected. 72% of women said unloved. Though we all need love and respect equally, the felt need differs during conflict. And this difference is the difference as pink is from blue. We conduct conferences and provide resources to married, divorced, separated, dating, and single men and women. And we learn how to resolve conflicts, dealing with negative reactions. They will also learn how to motivate each other by meeting each other's needs, even those who feel hopeless in their relationships. They will gain understanding on how to handle indifferent or unresponsive partners. The cycle centers on two concepts, love and respect. Those two words surface in social research and the Bible as two key ingredients for a successful marriage. From our research, those attending the Love and Respect conferences, watch the Love and Respect DVDs in small groups, or reading Love and Respect resources are experiencing understanding, forgiveness, reconciliation, change, and hope. So that's what I mean when it says she brings him good and not harm. Well, one thing, that can mean so many things. If you respect your husband, don't you think it's going to start changing the way he responds to you? I will say this about women, and I'll be candid. If you are intimate with your husband more often, he is going to respond better towards you. And let's face it, once you've done the deed, don't you feel like, wow, that was fun? I mean, going up to it, leading up to it, you're like, oh, it's hard. But after it's done, no one ever says, oh man, I just regret doing that. If you do things like that because a husband needs a physical intimacy with his wife, he needs that so badly. And when you do that, you avoid temptation of him cheating on you. Because let's face it, women, there are women out there who are ready to home wreck your house in a second. So why help him? Why not help him fight the temptation? Now, I'm not agreeing that if he goes and does it, that's right, even if he didn't have sex with him. I'm just saying that let's help our men support him fight that temptation. So that's another way that you bring good and not harm to your husband. You're protecting him from temptation. You're feeding a need that he has, both by respect and fulfilling him intimately. And she does this all the days of her life. Now she selects wool and flax, which is a way that she works with eager hands. So basically it's saying that she picks things that are going to help her family. And what do you do with wool and flax? Well, you can make clothing out of it. You can make all kinds of things, you know. So it's basically saying, here's a woman and she watches out for her family. She puts clothes on their back. We'll take it in modern day times. Maybe she saves money by creating things with her sewing machine, such as clothes like we just talked about, curtains, linens, you know, sewing up tattered clothes. And she works with eager hands. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. What do merchant ships do? Well, merchant ships bring goods and services in and out of the port, so the city is always fully stocked. So she makes sure her home has everything it needs. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. So she provides and helps those that work for her. She is a good boss, so to speak, a good supervisor. She takes care of those underneath her. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. So a woman who is a good and honorable woman will help her household save money, invest money, create a business perhaps. See, what I try and strive for is I have two businesses that I try and I'm trying really hard to get them off the ground. And not only that, but I try and save corners wherever I can. If I don't have to pay retail, meaning I don't have to pay full price, I get so joyous. So I try and find deals anywhere I can. You know, to stretch the bottom dollar, I try and find things that are free or really cheap for us to do in activities. And when you start finding ways to go cheap or free and have fun with your family, it becomes like an excitement. And then you start looking for more and more deals. So if you don't have any entrepreneurial bones in your body, that it really doesn't excite you or isn't even a thought in your mind to start your own business, well, you can bring income to your family by saving money. So consider that. She sets about her work vigorously. She works hard. And I think most women who are good, honorable women would find that to be true. My day starts early in the morning and my day ends way late at night. I'm going and going and going a million miles an hour. And I'm sure many of you women can relate to that, especially if you have young children at home. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. So she works throughout the night very hard. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. I find that I really enjoy helping those in need. And I get blessed too because people help me. They give me clothes for my daughter or, you know, things like that. You just don't expect or, you know, God has been so good to me. He has provided people in my life that have benefited my business by giving me free services because I couldn't afford them to get my business off the ground. God has blessed me with that. So God placed someone in my heart and in front of me to help me when I was in need. And I sure love to be a blessing when other people are in need. She makes sure all her household is clothed warmly when it snows. She makes coverings for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Why is that significant? Well, back in Jesus' time, it was so hard to get purple. I was told that you had to get a certain snail. I believe it was a snail from the bottom of the ocean. And it took, because of how hard it was to get this snail that produced this purple dye, only the wealthy could get it. But I want you to really pay attention to this because we were talking earlier about this. And I want you to really put this in your heart. If you do nothing else, put this in your heart to be an honorable woman, to make changes towards your family, to make changes towards your spouse, to get that closeness again with your spouse. Are you ready? Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes a seat among the elders of the land. Why do I want you to take that to heart? Society is going to look to you as a woman to see if you respect your husband. If you don't respect your husband in public, no one's going to respect him. That is a powerful seat to have as a woman. Do you really, honestly want your husband to go out on his job site, to go amongst the community and have no respect behind him? How miserable would he be at work if no one finds him respectable? Do you want to make your husband's life harder than what it is? Especially if he is the sole income earner of your family? Never disrespect your husband in public. You shouldn't even disrespect him in home, because your kids are watching and your kids learn from you. If you don't respect your husband and your husband doesn't respect you, then your kids are not going to act right like they should, because you're teaching your kids how to treat each other, your spouse, how to treat your spouse. So hold that in your heart. She makes linen garments and sells them. Entrepreneurial, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Basically, it's saying she's keeping her house running. She doesn't just sit and twiddle her thumbs and does nothing. This is something that I do. If I got out of the equation, our household will fall apart, because I'm organizing. I'm getting my husband's doctor's appointments and getting this done and that appointment done and this just to keep the house going, because my husband's so busy providing for us that now if I'm going to be an honorable woman and be his helper, which is what God designed me to do, I'm going to make sure my house is running. Everyone gets to their appointments on time. Everyone has clean clothes on, food in their stomach, etc., etc. Her children arise and call her blessed. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Don't you want your kids to respect you? Her husband also, and he praises her. I want that for me. I want my husband to say, "You are a wonderful, honorable woman." That's what I want. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So that is what an honorable woman looks like. I hope that that's something that you want to strive for and you want to become honorable. Well, always visit my website, theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. I want to hear from you. Check out the essential oils page. It's going to be a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. There's testimonies out there that you can get about essential oils if you're curious. So email me, amber@ambermayshow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two can look out for you.